Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit series, From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. Today is a really exciting call for me. As many of you know, people who have been listening to me for 10 years, I have never really had an occasion to bring to this summit somebody who was a personal friend of mine. Usually, because we introduce at least 20 to 30 new healers, master level healers, every single year, usually I introduce them, they come to my show, and then I might become friends with them. And as I have with many healers that have been on the show for several years, as you guys know. But this is the first time that I'm actually bringing someone to my show who's actually a friend of mine. This is, of course, I'm talking about Sohail Khan Yousafzai, of my personal oracle, my friend also, somebody who I have known for almost 6 years now, and I've been wanting to bring him on the show, and he wasn't ready, so we couldn't do it at that time. However, recently, since he, I guess he saw what the condition of the world was, how many people actually needed hope. People wanted to get answers because of the pandemic, perhaps, the kind of uncertainty that we all have been facing. Some kind of hope, some kind of certainty, where someone can give you reassurance that perhaps they see what is just around the corner for you, is so helpful right now that he actually agreed to be on the show and offer to my community, FHTJ and Bliss Up listeners, something that he has never offered before anywhere publicly. He only works with a very select group of clients that are high-level clients, kind of like mentorship clients that work with him long-term. He does not do just onesies kind of one-on-one sessions. And this will be the first time that he's going to be offering that because of the friendship that we have. So I'm very, very grateful to him for opening up a few sessions and offering those to my community. So very grateful and very excited because I was able to convince him to give us 100, which to him seemed a lot, half of those, as we are opening up this call, half of those are gone already because we opened it up to our Bliss Up members over the weekend and then to our FHTJ list. And many of you have jumped in. Many actually have already gotten their sessions with Sohail on Sunday. So congratulations to those people. We got great feedback from them. So if you guys got a chance, we shared the link of his offer page, which actually has the beginning of this absolutely crazy and wild story that sounds like, if you read it, it really sounds like one of those Marvel comic book stories or, you know, one of those Marvel movies. Because when Sohail's gift started, Sohail is basically what we would call a quantum jumper, a portal traveler, a dimension jumper. He did not know any of this stuff in his 20s when he first, the gift got activated in him. He was, of all things, he was a fighter pilot in the Pakistan Air Force. He comes, like myself, comes from a family of military, and these are very conservative people, to say the least. And he was passionate about his flying career. Excuse me, he had already participated in flight missions for Pakistan. He had participated in wars and a serious fighter pilot. And suddenly these gifts, when they were awakened, as is the case when such metaphysical gifts get awakened, they create a lot of upheaval in a person's life. And that is what happened with him as well. I have shared that story on his offer page. It is a very interesting, wild story of how One night he was awakened because he saw his roommate engulfed in flames with his body, his hair, his skin burning up in those flames. And he tried to put the fire out, and how then, you know, a few seconds later, he found that his friend was not on fire, was actually quite upset at being woken up. And this kind of repeated three more times over several nights. And then Sohail was written up. He had to face detention because of this. But unfortunately, a few days later, that same friend had a crash, and his canopy did not open on his jet, and he did die engulfed in flames. And then later, another similar incident happened where Sohail got visions that turned out to be true, again, related to a crash. So I invite you to read that story on his page, which we have shared the link with you guys. If you want to see it now, it's blissupnow.com/Sohail22. Since this call is going to be full of one-on-ones and answering a lot of questions, I will not go into the details of that particular story. But he did for a long time think that he was either going crazy or something had seriously gone wrong with him, because he himself had been involved in four crashes himself. So he thought maybe he had injured his head, and that was why he was getting these visions. But nobody could explain why those visions would then come true exactly as he had seen them. For many years, he lived with this powerful gift kind of showing up at its own will. He did not know how to control it. In the beginning, he could not even tell the difference between when he was actually having a vision and when he was actually experiencing reality. It was hard to discern. So you can imagine it's a pretty serious condition to be facing for any normal person. But when you're talking about somebody who's a pilot, and that too a fighter pilot, where they have to make split-second decisions that can not only impact their own lives but the lives of other people, this kind of stuff just simply cannot do. You can't have this. And so it was a very, very difficult balance for him to juggle, and he ultimately met someone who helped him control this gift and use it at will, you know, and he learned this is quantum jumping. So we will be talking about some of that crazy stuff that he went through. But why I am bringing him to you guys, why I'm excited about introducing him to you, no matter how wild and crazy and interesting his story is, we want to know how can he help us, right? What can he do that can actually have an impact on my life? Well, over the 6 years, I mean, I can tell you guys that when I was first introduced to him as a psychic, because people don't know how to describe what it is that he does. He himself didn't know for the longest time how to describe it. So they told me he was a great psychic, and frankly, I was not impressed, because I didn't think he would not be good, but because I already knew a lot of good psychics, of course, because of my business. But later on, I realized that his readings were very, very different from what I would get from other quote-unquote psychic readings. These were not intuitive readings. These were very different. This guy could predict stuff that was so out of the box, stuff that I absolutely would not be expecting. And he would make a prediction. In the beginning, of course, I would laugh it off. And then it would later on come true, and it would be like, how in the world? Like, what? So over the years, I, of course, have been consulting with him. He and I have become good friends. And we share, of course, the same faith. Both are devout Muslims, but also very spiritual, have a deep respect for humanity and creation and the Creator. And I have been able to learn so much from him about how do these other dimensions work? Like, what in the world is going on over there? What else happened? So as you can imagine, I have quizzed him on everything that I could think of, because I couldn't go and jump and go and look at those dimensions myself. But I have tried to see them through his eyes, and it's a fascinating universe, plural universes that exist and things that happen over there. It's a very exciting existence. How does this impact us? So let me tell you guys that I will just tell you from my own personal experience in the last 12 months with him. In the last 12 months, he has guided me. I have consulted with him on my personal stuff related to my family, my business, my move, you know, from Pakistan back to Dallas, possibly my investments, my health issues when I had COVID, my destiny, the future of my daughters, you name it. I've talked to him about pretty much all of these things and received guidance from him. A couple of things I want to mention in particular that were really wild, but this will kind of give you a taste of what he can, how accurate his information is. Last year, one of my dear cousin's husband was very, very ill. He had a heart condition where they had to replace the aortic valve. It was a very risky surgery to begin with. They replaced the valve. Unfortunately, he had high-level infection after that, and soon enough, the infection spread through his body. The doctors decided that the only way to save his life would be to have another surgery and replace the valve that was now infected with a new valve. And the doctor said the prognosis was extremely bleak. They literally said that the chances of survival are 1 to 2%, and that 98% chances are that he would die on the operating table. And if not then, if he miraculously survived the surgery, he is very likely to die within a few days after the surgery. The body was simply too weak to withstand another surgery and infection. I asked Sohail, and he told me, nope, he's going to be fine. I see this guy being happy, going to work in the future. He's going to be fine. The surgery happened. He did miraculously survive it. And he survived a few days after the surgery, too, but then the infection returned. And again, it was very severe, and it was entire body again. Again, the doctor said he can have a massive heart attack at any time and die. And Sohail remained adamant that I don't care what the doctors are saying. I see this guy in the future with your cousin, happy with his kids. He's going to be fine, and he will go back to work. It took us 6 to 8 months. It was a very arduous battle, and everything, we tried everything, holistic, herbal, everything under the sun, you name it. And sure enough, he's still alive, he's still kicking, he's back to work, and he's happy with his wife and kids. So that was something that I wanted to mention to you guys, because very rarely we see, you know, I've seen a lot of psychics that are really good, but they kind of like to play it safe. They will not take a very strong stance about the prediction that they are making. And so, Hale, this is very, as you get to know him, you will see this is pretty normal for him. When he feels something strongly, he sees it very clearly, he will take a very strong stance for it. So that was what he told me about my cousin's husband. The news is not always good, of course. Sometimes he has to share bad news also. The same year, my aunt, my uncle's wife, had COVID. We had all had COVID, so nobody was taking it that seriously because we thought she would recover quickly. And for her, he gave me an indication that I should spend, you know, I should try to say my goodbyes because he didn't see her coming out of the hospital. And sure enough, she suddenly took a turn for the worse against, you know, we were all shocked because she seemed to be recovering and nobody in our family had gotten serious COVID. She was the only one and she did not make it. So many other examples. I wish I could, I had the time, I could tell you guys. Obviously, over 6 years, I have gotten a lot of readings. And with the minor, I would say minor adjustments, they have all come true. minor adjustments. Maybe there can be a little bit of adjustment in time by a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, but they have all come true. And the other good thing is that he also, because he's very passionate, has a very strong connection with the divine. He really coaches you and kind of directs your path, because he can see what is in your highest and best alignment. So he can coach and direct you in that as well, which I really think is valuable, because it's not just another, you know, psychic or tarot reading. So I am super excited that I get to introduce my dear friend Sohail to you guys. And so let's welcome him to the show. Hi, Sohail.
Hi, how are you?
So I want to tell you, I want to tell our listeners, I forgot to mention that Sohail has never been on any public platform. He is not a professional speaker. He stays under the radar because his day job happens to still be, he's a senior test pilot now. So he works for an aircraft manufacturing company as senior test pilot. So this side of his life has been pretty much under the radar. So bear with us today. I am going to be doing most of the talking, because he is shy about being in the public eye, although you guys can't see him, which is good. But he's not a professional speaker. So I promised him that I will be handling most of the talking today. But whatever we need to learn from him, whatever questions you guys have, he will be answering those. And he is going to be doing mini one-on-ones with people as well. And I will give you guys some guidance on how we will be doing those, because I prefer that those be done only on the phone. I know a lot of people have sent us questions on the webcast, but it is better that you are on the phone, because if he's telling you something, he will need some feedback from you just to make sure that he has made a strong enough connection with your energy. So if you do want to get a chance, we already have a lot of people with their hands raised. You will need to be on the phone lines, and then I will ask Sohail to pick a number. So whoever is an intuitive hit, he will pick a number and we will unmute that person. So I promised you that I will not ask you a lot of questions, but I do have to ask you a few questions. So I told our listeners that what you do is quantum jumping, it's portal traveling, it's basically timeline. You can look at people's timelines and the trajectories. You can look at their past, present, future. Tell me, when you connect with a person, how does it appear to you? So let's say this was the first time that you were connecting with me. I had some questions for you. What do you then do? Do you make one quantum jump? Do you make multiple quantum jumps? How does it work?
Okay, first of all, I'm so sorry. Iram says, I mean, I've never been on any internet or radio or nothing, and I try to keep away, and I'm so grateful.
It's okay. They're all very nice people. It's okay.
I'm audience.
You're fine. You're in safe space.
I'm so grateful, and she introduced me so highly. I was just blown away. I mean, I'm just a small guy. It is just that God Almighty, I don't know why is he so kind to me. I understand myself. But whatever she said, I'm humbled. I'm not that powerful. I'm just a simple, very, very small guy. So
Thank you for your humility. I appreciate it. It's wonderful. It's always great to be humble, but I have seen your work, and it's like I said, it's the most accurate I have ever seen.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so your question regarding how do I do it? Okay, so this is actually like she introduced me, that in the beginning it would just come automatically. Then I was told to press. Because I wanted to do it in my own time. Because if it comes, me doing something critical like flying a plane, and it suddenly comes, I could actually crash the plane. So it was that bad. Mm-hmm. Because it is energy. So I wanted to control the in and out myself. And then I was guided towards it by a very dear friend whom I met along the way. And he helped me master myself opening and closing as to when I want to go on the other side and when I want to come back. Mm-hmm. This has to be in a split of a second, because what actually mm-hmm. happens, it would seem like a movie, or it would seem like, as best as I can describe it to you, your soul gets out of your body, your body remains here, and for a split of a second, it jumps to the parallel dimension. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you call it, people call it portal traveling. I would say that also. People call it wormhole traveling. There are wormholes that you go to. So in our faith, we believe in, like my faith, we believe in portal traveling, as most of the prophets have done it. I'm not a prophet, not at all. But it is just that us humans, there are a lot of humans like me on this earth. We don't know them. They have different abilities. Some play very good music. Some sing very well. Some do this. So some of us do this job. And I got a control of it. And that's how I leave my body for a split of a second. And now I've got a control. And I jump. And I go to the place where you are located. And I can concentrate and jump right there. I see for a split of a second, and then I have to come back. Because if I don't make it back to my body, then I'm done. I'm done on this earth. Because my body won't be able to survive much without my soul. But it does. All this process is done in a split of a second. Split of a second. And whatever I bring from there, the flash, the vision, then I have to close my eyes and I have to decipher it, because it's very it's very difficult to decipher the thing. Suppose I have jumped into the other dimension and I've tried to check your destiny, and I see you coming in and out of a hospital. Now you're walking in a hospital and coming up the next day after that, the next day. So now you are going in and out of a hospital. So definitely, maybe you're sick, or you're consulting a doctor because you're not admitted in the hospital, right? Or you're visiting someone, like maybe your children or your husband or somebody. So there is something which has happened. So how I would put it to you would be, Iram, because I would know you're married, and suppose you're married, I would say, is your husband okay? So you would say yes. And then I would ask you, are your children okay? You would say yes. Then I would say, okay, so what's wrong with you medically then? Because then the only question left is that if you're going to a hospital that regularly, in my jumping, I'm finding out that you're going to, then there's something wrong. You are consulting the doctor. And if you tell me, yes, I've been going to a doctor, then I dive further, more deep, and I try to find out what's wrong with you and what is going to happen.
And what will happen, yeah.
Exactly.
Could you move your phone a little bit, please? It's a little muffled.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Is it okay now?
Yeah, much better. Thank you. Okay. Yes, better. In a 1 hour reading, how many jumps do you make?
Okay. Now, the thing is, this is a very tiring job. Like, I have to jump quite a lot of time. I can do it. It's not a problem because I know where to control it, as many jumps as I can make. But these jumps actually take a lot of energy from me. They took, I mean, how good am I to capture something and decipher it for you? And in deciphering, I need your help. Because I would be asking you, how is it like this? Is it like that? And then if you pinpoint, yes, I'm going to the doctor, then I focus on that and make a further, deeper jump, or maybe try to find out what's in your destiny by reading that and try to tell you that, listen, you need to take care of yourself.
I don't see it good. You need to, you know, if I come to know, I can tell you, you know, this is wrong with you. You're not maybe having the proper diet. Or suppose if you are a smoker, I would tell you, please stop smoking. This is really, really playing hell into you. And or something, or you're worried, you're hypertense. So I would tell you, listen, relax. This is going to raise your blood pressure. And this is going to, and this is what is bothering you. Calm down. So things like that. I have to keep jumping till the time I don't find it. How many times can I jump for a client? I can jump quite a lot, and I won't rest till the time I won't find out, like, what's wrong. But at times, if I tell you something and you cannot connect with it, then I tell you it's going to most probably happen in the future, right? Then it is destined for the future. If you think that it has not happened with you as yet, then it is coming your way. So if I tell you...
I want to add something here that from my experience, because I've known you for 6 years, the stuff that you predicted for me, let's say 5 years ago, in the beginning, that was one of the reasons I wouldn't pay too much attention, because it had not happened. And sometimes it was so out of the box that I would just be like, oh, yeah, whatever. No, there's no way. And then it would happen. Now, interestingly, just for the sake of our listeners, the whole FHTJ team got their readings from Sohail a couple of weeks ago, and every single one of them said, I have never had a reading like this. This was so overwhelming. There was so much information that came through that it overwhelmed them, and that's why we decided, okay, these calls need to be recorded. When Sohail does a session with a client, it should be recorded, because truly so much information comes through that it becomes overwhelming. Even if you're prepared with a notepad, you're taking notes, it's really overwhelming. So it's better to have a recording, which you guys will get once you get, you know, your session is done. Within a few hours, our team will be sending you your recording, and then you can go through it again and again if you want to. So... Yeah, super, super exciting stuff. I see a lot of questions in the webcast from people that want to know about their future. As I mentioned, please be on the phone so that we can connect with you. And somebody just messaged you, Sohail, from Chantel. She said, please tell Sohail, we are just so excited to hear his story that there is no need to worry about the speaking. I am so looking forward to my session. So I'm assuming Chantel has had booked her session, so that's great. Okay. Congratulations to you, Chantel. And we will be doing one-on-ones shortly. We will start. So I want to give you guys a bit of a heads up. So we have a lot of people. Sohail, we normally have 20 people that raise their hands, okay? Today we have 60. So it's a long list. We won't go through 60 people, just so you know. We won't be going through all 60, but I'll ask you to pick a number for me from 1 to 60. You will pick a number. I will unmute that person. And here's what we're going to do, you guys, to make the best use of Sohail's time, because typically, as he was describing to you guys, in a session, in the beginning, so what Sohail has told me is that when he goes to the other side, he sometimes calls it behind the wall. When he goes there, it appears to him like a huge library. And there are files there that millions and millions and billions of files. He has to find your file. It appears like a file to him, like a digital file, right? And he has to find your file. And so he may start telling you stuff that, okay, I see a black car or I see this, whatever comes up first. And that's the time when he's trying to establish connection. So he will need your feedback on that. That is, this, does this sound right? He may give you a name. I mean, that really blows people away when he suddenly says, you know, a name of a person that's your business partner or your spouse or your friend. It's like, who's so-and-so? And then you can You can tell him or not if it's not accurate. And so typically in a reading, in a one-hour reading, the first 5 to 7 minutes are when he's basically establishing connection. So he just starts reading you. He starts telling you stuff. And once he knows that the connection is now strong, then it just flows through. So once he has located your particular file, which is kind of like a digital file that has thousands of attachments to it, kind of like a vault, he's in the vault. Now he can go and open up whichever section he needs to. So that's kind of how it works. Since in these one-on-ones on the call, we generally have only 3 to 5 minutes for each person. So what I'm going to request you guys, have a question, one question that is top priority for you. And then you can, when we unmute you, you can tell him that question. If he try to make it concise, please. If he needs more information from you, he will ask you, because he also uses the voice, the sound energy, to establish connection. He is not a medical intuitive, okay? So I want to make sure you guys understand that. He's not a medical intuitive, so I see a lot of questions on the webcast that, you know, why do I have allergies? What is the cause behind it? He's not a medical intuitive, you guys. He can tell you if you will have any major health issues in the future, or if you're dealing with a major health issue right now, is it going to be resolved or not? Those kinds of questions he can tell you. Or, you know, something that you should avoid doing at this stage right now in your life to avoid something that he sees in the future. Any other kind of questions? You have a fork in the road. You don't know which direction to go. An old love, an old flame, will they come back? Will I ever be with them again? Stuff like that. Will I meet my soulmate? Am I going to get married? Things like that are fairly easy for him to address. So we will handle this as we go. So I may have to interject if the reading is becoming too long, so I apologize in advance. I never like doing it, but since there's so many people with their hands raised, we will have to, a bit better with economical with the use of our time. The other thing I want to tell you guys, as I said, he is like me. He's a devout Muslim, but a spiritual person, understands and respects everybody's faith. He uses the term God very frequently, and also Allah very frequently, because as you guys know, Muslims have the name Allah for God. Now, right now he's speaking normally with us because he's not jumping. When he is in the process of doing a reading, part of him is not here, all right? So part of him has to then come back, use that part of the brain that uses language, while more than half of his brain is being used somewhere else. So you might notice he sometimes has difficulty putting it in language. So sometimes he'll struggle with that. And, of course, when language is kind of becoming vocabulary and language is becoming hard to access anyway, one of the things a person does is they will fall back on the terms that they are used to using. Okay, I just want to make sure everybody understands that if he constantly says Allah, and so that does not mean he's being disrespectful to you or your faith. You might call that divine source, creator, divine intelligence, God, goddess, whatever. That's all fine. But he's going to be using mostly the terminology that he's used to. And we don't want him to worry about that, because we want him to bring us back information. So just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Yeah, I know you were worried about that. So and I told him that, no, my community, they're very aware. They are very, they're very awake people. So this will not be an issue. And they've been with me for many, many years, and they all know. So cool. Awesome. So I am very excited now, because this is what everybody's been waiting for. I know they didn't want to come here to hear me talk, but I just wanted to make sure they got all the information for today. All right. So let's begin. All right. So Hale, you have to pick a number for me, please, between 1 and 60.
Can you please do it? I don't want to pick any numbers. because I'm scared. You do yourself, because that would be that I didn't pick this, I didn't pick him. You know what? You do it.
Okay.
I know why. You do it for me. Thank you. You're with
me. Okay, 7 is coming up for me. Let's do number 7.
Okay.
801 area code, you are unmuted now. 801. Who is this, please?
Aram?
Yes? Who's
there? It's Catherine. Thank you for picking me. I'm so excited.
Catherine, you're very welcome. I'm excited for you, too. What is your question, my dear?
I really struggled during the pandemic and didn't want to stay on the planet, but I feel better now. And I'm hoping something positive and good is coming up for me, like a soulmate or just something exciting and good.
Hi, Catherine.
All right.
Hi, Sohail.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm excited. I feel like crying with excitement. Thank you.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
You are
superb. Don't worry. Don't give up, please. My first thing to you would be don't give up. How's Jack? Jack? Jack?
I don't know a Jack.
Jack? Jackson? No. No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's around the corner for you. Trust me. And I promise you, you've had very difficult times. Difficult times. Your health was also not good. Okay. So, just hold on. Give me a minute. Okay. So, finances, health, everything. You know what? Everything is going to turn around for you.
Okay.
I promise you. I promise.
Okay.
I promise you. There was a time when you just wanted to go. When you just wanted to go. You just wanted to, like, I don't want to say that word. You just wanted to, like, leave this world.
Yeah.
But you know, Allah is the beneficent. He's the merciful. And you are a good soul. He will never let you down. He will never let you down. You are basically such a beautiful heart. You are a giving heart. You have never taken anything from anyone. You always give. You know, and you are pure. So don't worry, man. These difficulties, they come. Only those people who are his beloved, he tests them. That's the problem. That's the problem. Okay. So job-wise. Okay. So if you don't have this job, you're about to get this job then. Okay, so this is a job in a place where it's something which you have always dreamt, and you're doing a little on the side of business also, some business also, and you'd be encouraged more and more towards it. But this job and this business will go parallel hand in hand, and then you'll leave the job and you'll shift on to the business part. Okay? Okay, this guy around you, you don't, there's this one guy around you, a gentleman. This gentleman is trying to get your attention, and you're too busy within your own self. Okay? Give him some time of your life, please. Okay? Things will get better. Everything would get
better.
Does
she know him? Does she already know him?
I don't know. She laughed. So, what can I say? She laughed.
You know someone, Catherine, that's trying to get your attention?
I laughed because I'm so busy that it wouldn't probably be obvious to me, but I will open my my eyes and heart for it. Thank you.
Please do that. He's around
you're
you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. He is speaking your...
All right. Great.
And
so are you excited now, Catherine?
Yes. Thank you both very much.
And don't
you're
worry,
so
please.
You're so welcome, sweetheart.
If you give up, If you give up, I will be really disappointed. You cannot even imagine what is destined for you. Your destiny is waiting like nobody's business. And it is so beautiful. Do not give up now. This is just the tail end. This is just the tail end. It is about to turn for you. I would put it 2023, you won't be where you are. You'd be 10 folds ahead.
Okay.
2023.
Thank you. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Sweetheart, make sure you let us know when that happens, okay?
I will. And bless you both. Thank you so much.
Bless you,
God
too.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So I know Sohail just said very strongly, obviously, because what he saw coming through from the other side, he would speak strongly about that. I do want to remind everybody that Sohail is not a medical doctor, nor are we giving any kind of medical advice. I know he said that don't listen to your doctors, don't do what they're saying, but I will advise you to listen to your doctors. Make sure you are discussing things with discernment with them. Make sure you do your research. We are not giving medical advice. This is for information purposes only. So please make sure that you take full responsibility for your own health and for your own well-being. Okay, so this is a tough thing to do. You want to pick a number now? Just any number. Pick between 1 and 60.
1 and 60? I don't know. I've never picked up people or numbers. I don't know. Can you do it for me, please?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
How to pick.
How about we go with number 30, kind of spread it around. Area code is 510. You are unmuted now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh,
my God, Iram and Sohail. And happy birthday to
this?
You too, belated. This is Meher.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Awesome.
Of course, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm
so
having
what
health
is your
issues.
Question, dear?
Health issues, my heart. And sometimes it's my, I don't know, they are, the doctor is giving me so many wrong or her issues, she's saying, mammogram, then she's going to the throat, she's going to the stomach. So I don't know. I just told her I need time to pray and I'll get back to you. So.
Okay. Is that it? That's the question?
That's it. Yeah, it's just my health. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to respect Iram's wish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your name is Meher. Hi, Meher. Salaamu Alaikum. May Allah be with you.
Wa Alaikum Assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Meher, I tell you, it's not the heart. Have they made a final decision? It's something to do with your heart?
No, I told them that I need to pray and I will get back to you. They've been telling me I need to stress. They're going to stress my heart and fine, put me on treadmills. And then she wants me to do mammogram. And then she's giving me a lot of stuff. But
do you have high blood pressure? Or low blood pressure?
Yes, I do. I do. High blood
you have
pressure.
High blood pressure. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Meher, you're a deep thinker. Why do you take so much problems to your head? You are always perturbed, worried about everything. Okay. And especially, you have kids, right?
I have two daughters and a grandson. My grandson is not speaking. He's 2 years old. Yeah. So I'm praying for him, praying for them, praying for the world. Yeah.
Okay. So you're mostly worried for your daughters. That's the problem. And that basically puts so much of pressure on your heart. And you're always thinking, I'm not saying that you're worried that there is something wrong. There is nothing wrong. And you're worried for no reason. Please, try to detense yourself. You always want good for them. Nothing is going to happen to them. Their lives are set. Their lives are good. Don't worry.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Just look after yourself, Meher. This will be very mean, and Allah will not like this. They are settled. They are in their lives. Now you need to look after yourself. If you start to be calm and look after yourself and think about yourself, this high blood pressure will go down automatically. You have nothing wrong with your heart. You are just a hypertension patient. That's about it.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let them touch your heart. They're crazy people. They will give you wrong medication. Okay. You are just a high-tension person. Detense yourself. Detense yourself. What I mean is,
if
the worries of mind starting, right? Your blood will come down automatically. And one last thing.
Okay.
Please connect to Allah. Please connect to Allah. It just came in.
I am connected to him, but this is what it is. I fight with him more than.
That is the best. You know what? Fight with him every night and talk to him like you talk to another human, like you're talking to me. Oh Allah, be kind to me. Forgive me.
Yeah, I do that.
I
do that.
Let me go. And he will let you go. But you have to remember, the time that he has is different to the time we humans have. So if you ask him today, maybe he gets you after 5 months or after 6 months. But I'm telling you, you're connected and he's listening to you. He will give it to you. Just take worries out of your mind. There's nothing wrong with your heart. Do not let them give you any medication. Do not. But do your normal, whatever you do, your walking, your exercise, your diet, whatever you do, keep doing that. You don't need a surgery. You don't need anything. You just have a high blood pressure, and it will.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. If you keep
right.
6 months, and everything would be okay with you. There you go. Bang.
Inshallah.
Nothing-
Allah.
All
right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Lots of love.
And
you're welcome, dear.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you, Beta.
You're welcome. My pleasure, ma'am.
You're
My
welcome.
Pleasure.
You're welcome. So we are getting questions on the webcast. If you guys can add your phone number, make sure your hand is raised. So if you're going to send a question on the webcast, if you are on the phone with your hand raised, then I will be able to locate you. If your hand is not raised, there are too many people on the call. I cannot find you. So I'm just going to go pick another caller. This time, let's go to number 42. Actually, a lot of times we have international callers, too. So let me pick that one. I don't see any. All right. So number 42 is, I'm having trouble. Whenever I try to do it myself, it's not as good. 604 area code. You are unmuted now. 604. 604, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Going once. Yes.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Bridget.
Bridget, could you please, are you on a speakerphone or headphones?
Can you hear me better now?
It's not that clear. Could you, it just sounds like you're at a distance.
Can you hear me better now?
Much better. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Thank
okay.
you. Hi, Bridget.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited for you taking my call.
I'm excited too.
I have a question about my son. He is 16, and he went through a rather traumatic experience. He has relocated to another city, and he's starting school, but he still seems to be having some problems getting his new path started. Is there any information or suggestions you can give me to help support him or let me know how he's going to do in his new city in Montreal?
Hi, Bridget. This is Sohail.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So this is your son. He has located to Montreal, what I understand, and you're just worried if he's going to do okay over there for his studies. Most probably he's gone for his graduation or something like that.
Yeah, he's going into grade 11, and he's living on his own, and so,
okay.
Yeah.
So you, what are you worried about?
I'm worried about his mental health, and can he do it?
He will do it. He will 100% do it. Not only will he do it, not only will he clear his school, he will clear it with much higher grades than what you are thinking.
Awesome.
Okay. And he has this trauma. I completely understand. He's trying to overcome it. He's trying to overcome it. He'll be successful. It's good that he has gone to another city. That will bring a new opening, a new world, a new everything to him. And this move is good for him. I promise you this move is good for him. You did the right thing. He did the right thing. Whoever chose this, this is perfect. Not only will he clear do his graduation or whatever you call it, the schooling that he has gone for, he will do it in better, with better grades than what you have in your mind. Call me when it happens.
I think the thing is, he anticipated, he's only been here 3 weeks now, but he had anticipated kind of mentally and emotionally feeling better, but he wakes up every morning with high anxiety and throws up. So I have
this
started
will go
him.
This will go away, Bridget.
Okay, trust that.
Give him. The thing is, we humans basically are very impatient. As soon as our loved ones or someone we very much care, like your son in your case, something happens to them, we want the pain to go immediately, right? So God has his own timing. He tries to teach his humans. So through this anxiety, he's trying to teach him something, right?
Okay.
Which you will come to know. It will get clearer to you why this had happened and why he was going through the trauma and this anxiety and everything. But for the time being, this is for his betterment. Not only will he clear his school, this anxiety will go from him. As soon as he goes a little more deep into his this new school, new city, you will see his throwing up will start reducing. And it will become better and better. That's what I see in his future.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Can I
promise you?
Can I tell you something, Bridget? That last year, my younger daughter, she was 15 at that time. Because I moved to Pakistan, I wanted to be close to family. I brought both my daughters here. The older one is 24 now, and the younger was 15. She started to go through a really tough time. She could not adjust, you know, it was too much of a culture shock for her. She was born and raised in Texas. So she wanted to go back and live with her dad. That was very difficult for me. And I spoke to Sohail. She was also going through anxiety and depression, and it was a hard decision. And he said, you need to let her go. This will be good for her. This move is good for her. Being away from you is also going to be good for her. It is going to teach her a lot of things, and actually it will improve your relationship with your daughter. It was hard for me to do at that time. I did it. And he had told me the same thing. In 1 year, you can tell me how you feel. And, you know, sure enough, she's getting really good grades. She is flourishing. She's doing awesome. Her anxiety, depression, everything is gone. And, yes, her relationship with me has changed because she has found this respect for me, that if I can respect her space and if I can give her the freedom she desires, then maybe I'm not such a bad mother after all. So she has newfound respect for me. Yeah, it was really cool. So I'm grateful to Sahil for that guidance as well.
No,
I know. It's hard. It's hard when you're a mom. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. He's a good boy. You expect good because I don't see anything wrong, evil. Bad or wrong with. He's not one of the bad kids. He's a good kid.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, both of
you're
you.
You're so welcome.
God bless.
So welcome. Okay. God
Bye.
Bless you as well. Bye-bye. That was awesome. Okay, this is too much fun. I want to take a couple more callers, and then I want to talk to you guys about how you can get a reading with Sohail. Like I said, he had given us 100. Half of those are gone even before the call happened. So the rest of them will be gone very quickly. And this is the first time he's doing these one-on-one sessions. When I say onesie, it means, you know, just one-off, one-on-one session, even if it's for 60 minutes, because he's used to having his clients long-term. Once, you know, like, for example, myself, I have been with him now for 6 years. So whenever I ask him a question, it's very, like, on the spot. He's just there, boom, because he's so familiar with the location of my file, he says, that he just goes right to the spot and he knows how to get the information. So I encourage you to, if this is appealing to you, you want to get some questions answered, go ahead and click on the link, because he's opened up a lot of times during his day over the next month and a half, so that, you know, we can accommodate everybody quickly. All right. So, and that link, by the way, if you want to go to that page, is blissupnow.com/Sohail22. And Sohail is spelled Sohail, the number 22, blissupnow.com/Sohail22. And like I said, probably only 50 left, and we don't know if he's going to do this again, if he's going to let us get more sessions from him. All right. So now I am going to unmute. Let me first refresh the page. And somebody asked, where is Sohail located right now? He has been in Canada for, I don't know, 20 years. So he's in Toronto. Okay. Number 54. You are area code 608, and you are unmuted now.
Hello, this
Hello.
Is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be chosen.
Yes, we are excited for you. What's your question? Hi.
My question is, I generally feel stuck. I've been feeling stuck in my life, like my entire adult life, so about 15 years. And I would really like to get unstuck, and I'm wondering what sort of insight Sohail can give me about that.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Okay. Okay, so what are you holding? You're holding quite the past.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of your past, Melissa.
Okay. How do I do that?
How do you do that? Okay. Can you be friends to the Creator just by talking to the Creator every now and then and asking him to help you through? You'll be leaving your past very soon. That I know. But
okay.
I want you to connect with your Creator. I would give you 2023. Not that I give everybody 2023, but that's what I see.
Okay.
2023. Okay. Change of city. Are you planning to change your place of living or city or something like that?
I'm open to it. I moved back home during the pandemic. I moved back to my parents' house. And so I would like
okay.
to, yes, move away again.
Yes. So you're moving.
Okay.
As soon as you move, you'll get unstuck.
Okay.
You'll get unstuck. And you have to promise me that you're going to leave your baggage behind, the past behind. It has to go.
Yes.
If it doesn't go, it will keep taking you deep down into the water, and ultimately it will drown you.
Right.
Okay? You still have some breath with you. So I would suggest
cut the chain which is with your feet taking you deep down into the water. Cut it and you can cut it. It's a little painful, but you need to cut it. Move, you'll get unstuck. Not will you only get unstuck. Life will open up. Destiny will open up for you. You've got something lined up pretty tremendous. If it won't be there, I would tell you no, Melissa, there is nothing for you. I'm sorry, but there is. So I just want to guide you that don't give up now. Don't give up now. Our tendency is that we basically break right at the corner. And right at the corner, we give up and we throw the towel and we just want to, you know, I can't do it. I can't make it. No, you can make it. You can make it. 2023, I would say first quarter. It's a tremendous change for you. And when that change happens, please write to Iram so that I know that what I told you was right. And it's a tremendous change, a change which you have actually not even dreamt of. There you go.
Ooh, great.
Yeah.
Go take
a breath.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, my dear. And... okay, so we have caller number 23650 area code. You are unmuted now.
Hello?
650. Hi.
Hi. How exciting. I'm just interested in Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
All right, what's your question?
I'm interested in looking at my relationship or maybe marriages in my future.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Okay, so your question is that you are you want to know about your relationship, huh?
Yes.
Last one, not good.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. She said she agreed.
Yes.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
Don't get disheartened. Mm-hmm. Don't get disheartened. Okay. That was meant to be like that. That particular relation was in your life for as long as it was. Trust me. A day more would have been disaster for you. It has been very difficult for you. You're going through a tremendous, and I understand. I understand because once maybe I was there. And and it really breaks you into a million. But you know what? Gather yourself. And that was basically to teach you a lesson by the Creator. Right? That please... I don't know. You know exactly what the lesson the Creator wanted to teach you. You know it. I don't have to tell you. And do not worry. Do not worry. Give yourself, just concentrate on your work, please. Concentrate on your work. For the time being, just try to heal yourself from the past relationship. I would request you.
This current one isn't going to work out.
Okay. You can take it, right? If I tell you something?
I can take it. Yeah.
I would tell you, please let it go.
Okay.
Please let it go. It's very painful. It's very painful. You know, just hearing from me, it is painful. Let it go. It is not meant for you. Okay, move on a little bit. Give him a chance. Give him, her a chance, whatever. Give it a chance. But it is not for you. I would request you. If you want to elongate it, you can elongate it. But you will not get anything out of it. Right.
Okay.
Move on.
Right.
But there is somebody in the future, though, right?
Absolutely.
You see someone in the future?
Absolutely. 1,000 times better than
And only when you let this one go, he will line up or she will line up for you, whatever. They will line up for you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let this one go. Please concentrate on your work. You're harming your work a lot. You're harming yourself. You're harming your health.
I'm taking care of my mom right now, who's in her end stage of life. So there's a lot going on in my life with that as well.
So I would say, put a rest to this one. Look to your mom, and focus yourself towards the important thing. This may not be that important right now for you. This relationship.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No.
But the next one lined up for you is tremendous. Mm. Is
really?
some that you? It's tremendous. You would have never dreamt of a relationship like this. This one is not. Let it go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Anything
big else? Hug to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you so. You're so welcome.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. All right.
All right.
So I like these love predictions. I think we will do some more of those when we come back. I want to now talk about Sohail's offer. So those of you that want to jump in, that want to go ahead and get a reading with him for an hour, please go to blissupnow.com/Sohail, S-O-H-A-I-L, and the number 22. I messed that up, so let me repeat it. blissupnow.com/Sohail22, and that's spelled S-O-H-A-I-L, the number 22, no space. Or you can simply click on the link that has been provided, and it will take you to this offer. Right now, it is at that discounted price. Even you can't get a reading with him for $1,000, but he gave us 50% off even for that. As I said, he doesn't do one-on-one sessions, but he has agreed to do it for you guys only. And so you can read the story, which is very interesting, how he got started. By the way, an interesting tidbit here is that Sohail can't read anything about himself, which is quite ironic. He can read anybody else, but he can't get any information about himself. His friend, who was a master at this, who taught him how to control and how to jump with intention and a particular destination in mind, used to do his readings, but he passed away last year. So Sohail doesn't get to know about his future, but he can tell us about ours. Like I said, the readings are, right now what you're seeing is the first 3 to 5 minutes that when he's just establishing connection with a person. After the first 3, 5, 7 minutes, the information starts flowing in. So stuff that may not be on your mind, may not be one of the questions you ask, but if it is important for you, it will come through for you, and he will share that information. So the way we have designed this to make it optimal use for, you know, to optimize it for you, optimize your time and his time, is that it will be a 60-minute session on Zoom, and it will be recorded. You will get the recording. It says here that it's an audio-only recording, but most of his sessions so far have been on video. It is better for him if he can see you. It helps to establish connection stronger. And you will receive that recording. What we also ask you to do, because if the information starts coming through, the reading can go in a direction that may or may not have been, you know, one of your most important questions. So we have asked, you will get a link to book your time with him, and you will be asked whatever your most pressing 3 questions are, and so that he can address them first, and then usually people still have time, and he will go into other stuff that they want to know or stuff that is coming through for them. Okay. So you will be asked to write those down. And I would ask that please make those questions concise so that he can read them quickly and you know, simply get to that whatever issue it is that you're trying to address. So again, blissupnow.com/Sohail22. get your session now. You are, most people were able to get their appointment very quickly. The first ones that bought were able to get their readings on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He's booked right now, but there are still days available in the near future. So jump in now while you still can get a quick reading from him. Okay, going back to our audience, if you guys have any questions regarding how the sessions work, you can send those questions in through the webcast. And here is what I want to do. I'm going to lower everybody's hands. Now, if you have a question, which is kind of like a fork in the road, some people have sent me questions on the webcast. They want to know, they're planning a move. Is it going to be good for them or not? Or something like that, kind of like you have a fork in the road and you got to make a decision and you would like some guidance. If you have a question like that, please raise your hand. Okay, 678 area code, you are unmuted now.
Hello, this is Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. So my fork in the road is, do I retire now due to my lack of energy and health, or I wanted to live another 20, 30 years and be productive and be of service, but the low energy, I kind of just feel like, you know, going on Social Security and retirement because it's like a lot of effort to do that. So that's kind of my fork in the road.
Marilyn.
Thank you.
The name was Marilyn, right?
Correct.
Okay. Hi, how are you? This is Sohail. Okay. So I would suggest, Marilyn, that you can still go on. I see you going. I don't see you retiring. Whereas the energy is concerned, that you feel like there is a lack of energy and this thing. There would be something, you would get this energy back. That you feel like you are seeping energy and the energy is getting out of your body and you can't do it and you can't work and you want to retire. I don't see you retiring. I don't see you retiring. So what I can make out is that you will get your energy. I don't know how. Don't ask me that. That's Allah's wisdom. How he gives you energy is by some method or some way, he will give you energy and you will be back on. But retiring, I don't see in the near future for you. I don't. I see you're going on and on and on, and you can do it. You feel like your body can't do it, but you will be able to do it. Don't know how, but this is what your future is.
Okay, so if I had a session with you, do you think we could figure out what the method is, if it's a, you know, supplement or spiritual practice or, you know, some other?
Mostly, sure, you can have a session, of course. But I can tell you that you please try to connect to your God Almighty. To connect. He will give you a he, she, whatever is your God. Like Iram said, I would say Allah, if you don't get offended. Allah will give you energy. Why not? He will give you energy. You have to ask him. You have to find the path, how to ask him. And the path is you just talk to him like a normal person. Like you're talking to me. Talk to him like that. He will give it to you. Maybe with a little delayed, but he will. Supplement, if a doctor has recommended that to you, please do that. I'm never asking you to stop that because that is what a doctor is. I don't know the medical practice, but by magic or by supplement or by whatever your destiny says you keep going. So what I make out of it, Allah
Subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the energy. I don't know how, but you get the energy and you keep going on. You don't retire.
Well, thank you. And all I will right. ask Allah. Thank you.
Please awesome. Believe in
You're welcome, dear.
And
yeah. I just want to say this to our listeners that, you know, Suhail and I both really believe that God, Creator Allah, is the source of everything. And truly having a very strong bond, which is, for me, you know, Suhail and I talk about this a lot, by the way. We talk about God for hours. it is having a loving awareness of the Creator, God, Source. Having a loving awareness at all times. So for me, that's how it is. I'm not fearful of him. I say him, of course. I'm not fearful of him, which is very unlike Muslims. They are also taught to fear him all the time. I find him to be a very kind, benevolent presence around me all the time. And I talk to him like a friend also, which is what Suhail does too. I joke with him. But whatever needs I have, I just take it to Source, man. I just take it to Source. Like, okay, this is what I am dealing with. Can you please fix this for me? Or can you heal this for me? Could be a 30-second conversation, one-way conversation. But, and then I have faith that it has been heard, therefore it has been taken care of, and it'll show up when it's meant to show up, and I'm done. Really, that's how simple it is. But it's profound. It's profound in its, go ahead, please.
I just, sorry to interrupt you. I just would like to add something. Okay. It was mentioned a little earlier, and, not that she's here on the call and I'm trying to, but I discovered my God mostly, my Allah, by talking to Aram. I felt like I used to talk to her because I have questions too. Like you guys, normal human beings, I'm no prophet, no angel, nothing. I'm no one. I have questions. I'm a human being. So what I do is I then speak to her, and she knows it, that
I confide
to her like a little baby, and I ask her questions, that do you think, do you think, and she puts this faith more in me, that Suhail going, he's the benefit.
Thank you.
He's
merciful. I know.
So I have covered
I appreciate
most of
that. Thank you.
Allah through Iram. So as much as I know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now you humble me, but I know our listeners, there's a long line of listeners still with their hands raised. I wish we had like 5 hours with you, but we don't. So we have maybe 15 more minutes left on the call, and I want to use that time to maybe talk to at least a couple of more people. So we have an international caller from, I don't know if this is the country code is 4 or 46. But that's what the code is, 4 or 46. You are on now. If you can hear me.
Hello?
Unmute yourself, please. Hi, who's this?
Hello, hi. My name is Eva.
What's your name, dear?
Eva,
where are you calling from, dear?
I'm calling from Sweden, Stockholm.
Hi, okay, Eva from Sweden. What's up? What's your question, dear?
Okay, so... it's funny because my question is sort of almost the same as the lady before. I'm also at the fork in the road. I also have very, very low energy, and whether to keep going and working and try to get better while working, or whether to just give up on like everything and try to focus on my healing. Whether I need sort of like a time out, or not retired, but I don't know, go and live in a cabin for a year or something to get healed, to get energy back.
All right.
Okay, wonderful. Eva, hi, this is Suhail. And,
hi, yeah.
These are beautiful questions, I would say, because I would love you to discover the Creator, the God, the Almighty Allah,
the way I found them out, I was as, you know, I didn't know nothing. And then I went on to this path of discovering him. Okay, I would advise you also the same. What I see for you, Eva, what I see, okay, you still have energy to go. You still have energy. There is nothing wrong with you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. If there would have been, I would have told you, Eva, you know what? You need to retire. But there is nothing wrong with you. Okay. Whereas you say that you need to discover the energy and work on your this thing. Okay. If you want to go to a cabin in the wood and do that over there, by all means. But you can do it right where you are. If you don't want to spend money, go all the way to a cabin. There is no need to cut off yourself from the world. You can stay within a city, within your house, and discover the Creator. And He will absolutely give you energy. There's nothing wrong with you. And for you too, I know you all would say that I am sort of predicting everything the same for everyone, but if I find a case, which is originally actually hampered in going on, I would tell you that no, you need to take time off. You don't need to take time off. If you want to take maybe 2 weeks, go to the woods, by all means, do that. But I just can do it exactly where you're sitting, and there is nothing wrong with you. Please take out these things from your mind that the Creator doesn't listen to you or He is not attentive towards you. When you say, "Oh Creator," He comes so close to your face as you can actually feel His breath. He's that close to your face. That's something else, that you can't see Him and you can't hear Him. But He responds every creation of His. Every creation of His is special for Him. So special as prophets were. Everyone is that for Him. And He listens to you. And when you say, "Oh Creator, help me, give me energy," He says, "Granted." He doesn't need anything from you. You don't have to show Him. You don't have to give Him money. He says, "Granted." But the granted is when He feels it right. And it always comes slow. Because if He suddenly puts a lot of energy in you, you will die. You will collapse. You will not be able to do that. So He will give you slowly the energy. Work on it slowly, slowly. Every day He will give you energy. You'll stand up as nobody's business. Like within, I would say, a week, 10 days, you would stand up again. And people would say, what have you been drinking? What have you been eating? Trust me, there is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with you. Keep going. Keep going. I promise you, He will give you energy. Just connect with Him. Okay?
Awesome.
There's absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear you laugh. I'm so happy to hear you laugh. Awesome.
Me too.
All right, dear.
Me too. God bless you.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Eva. You're very welcome, dear. Take care.
Beautiful.
All right, we have a question, urgent question, from a caller who says this is urgent, so let me find them. Here we go. Okay, 403, you are unmuted now.
Hello, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm grateful.
What's your question? And what's your name, dear?
Gloria.
Gloria, you're Gloria, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'm so near 70, but in the last 3 years, I haven't had any work, income, love, and it's just like something's closed off, and I'm kind of worried about the future, which I know not to be worried. So I'm kind of like, be opened, and I don't know what that is.
Okay. Hi, Gloria. This is Tahir.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Give me one minute. Okay. Okay. That's okay, Gloria. That's okay. Yes, it has been a little tough. No love, no work. Yes, yes, for sure. I agree with you. You're not saying something wrong, and it is fair. Would you believe it if I tell you it's opening up? No, you won't.
You won't believe it, right?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
You might.
You won't believe it if I tell you it's all going to open up very soon. You won't believe it, right?
Oh, I will believe it.
You might.
You will
yeah.
believe it? Okay.
I will.
Then I will tell you. Just give yourself a little while. Just give yourself a little while, Gloria. This is all going to go. This is darkness. It is just like a day and night. As you see the sun, the earth move around the sun, and keeps rotating, and the shadows go away, and the sun, bright sun, hits your wherever you are located. It's exactly like that. So you had a night, and your day is about to turn. Please don't give up now. I request you most.
When do you think it would be?
Okay.
Can you check the timeline a little bit?
Gloria, you already did apply for work somewhere, right? You did apply for work somewhere.
Well, I've been self-employed all my life, and I've had lots of opportunities, but they start and stop. And the last 3 years, I haven't had any. And I have beautiful gifts and abilities. They're just not being used for, I think, they're God-given gifts, and they're not being used.
Okay. 4 months, 3 months, three, four. Gloria, give August, October. Can you hold till October? October, November, please? Please hold till October, November. I don't know how. Just hold till October, November. This self-employed thingy-majingy, is going to pick up. Okay? This will pick up. Not only this will pick up, there is a company which wants to hire you. Why does that keep coming to me? There is a company, but somehow the other, there was this little block in your this thing, and it is going to go away. So give yourself September, October, November. I would say earlier September, later November, okay, December. This block is going to fly away. The dark time is going to go. Not only your self-employed thing is going to come up again, but there is a company which wants to hire you and for a good money. They want to get your services or your consultancy or whatever you do. They want to hire you.
Oh, that's so important because I've used up my savings. And okay. I'm almost 70, so I really need something to shift. Thank you.
Just hang in there. Because I think Allah basically brings you till the end, like you do the bungee jumping. So Allah is the bungee with your ankles, and he waits down. And as you hit the ground, then the bungee pulls you up, and oh my God, you are out of breath. Allah is like that. Please don't give up. I request you. I would be very sad if you give up. Just keep going. Automatically, it will come knocking on your door. I promise you. And have trust in me.
Okay. I am so grateful. And thank you, Aram. I have been so concerned.
You're so welcome, dear.
Don't breathe.
Please don't.
Thank you.
I request you.
Wonderful.
God bless you.
Wonderful.
God bless you. Fight. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you both. And everyone.
And you too. Yes. And just to let you guys know, typically when you're in a session, when the reading is going on, this kind of information that he was giving Gloria, it might pop up after 30 minutes again into the reading, and he will suddenly start telling you more about the company that's going to hire you, for example. He sometimes even sees the name of the company, or he'll describe what they do, what exactly kind of work it is that they do, or where they are located. He'll, you know, the geographical location. So it's really wild when you're in a session because it's just information that's just coming through, and stuff that he picked up on earlier in the reading will get more clarification as the reading goes on, and he gets more and more and more clarity. So it's a lot of fun, and it has a lot of information. And like I said, a lot of timely advice. I know a lot of you had, you know, requested information about business. I went through that too when I used to tell Sohail, you remember, that I'm getting tired of of my work. I just needed a break. I felt I had no energy. It was probably a pandemic side effect, whatever. And he would tell me, "You're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat." I would be like, "I'm out of rabbits. I don't have rabbits anymore." And he'd be like, "I don't know. Don't ask me how you do it, but you're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and it's going to change everything for you." And it did happen. I did pull a rabbit. I didn't know I had any rabbits left, but I did pull a rabbit. And it's interesting when suddenly, if you've been feeling out of energy, it's usually because a particular timeline is coming to its completion. So you're kind of out of steam. And as soon as a new direction opens up, you are filled with energy. The energy that you didn't think you had anymore. It just boosts you up because now you're on a different timeline and life takes on a very different trajectory and you're just, you know, just zipping along. It's completely different. So I hope you guys had a lot of fun. So, Hale, I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time today. So, see, this wasn't hard. This wasn't so bad, right?
No, it was not. Fun. It was interesting. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It's my first.
Good. I'm glad.
And I enjoyed it. But God bless
you.
Oh,
you did great.
You
did great. I told you to be yourself. You'll be fine.
Thanks.
So,
thank you.
I want to thank our wonderful. Yes. No, of course not. I'm humbled and honored to share this space with you. And Gloria just messaged you. She said, God truly answered my request. Thank you so much. I can breathe now. So that's so cool. I'm so. Chelsea said, I'm so excited for my one-on-one session, which is next week. I can tell Sohail has a great sense of humor. And the longer the call goes on, he is loosening up. Yes. Actually,
yes,
I want to share with you guys, he is a jester. He not only does he have a great sense of humor, he is a jester. And
that is true.
He's known as a jester, and he jests a lot. And he has a very kind, compassionate heart. He cannot see people in pain, and if you are in a session with him, like he said, I will do whatever I can to get you the information that you are seeking. He will make as many jumps as he needs to and bring back the pearl that you are looking for. Another person said, I am crying. This call is so powerful. I'm crying just listening to Sohail. So see, you did great. And that is from Bessie. I cannot find you, Bessie. She's crying. I want to unmute you, but I can't find you in the caller list. Perhaps your hand is not raised, and it's difficult for me to look for people in the entire call because it's a lot of people. So if you had raised your hand, I might have been able to find you quickly and maybe request Sohail to do one more reading, but I'm looking through the numbers. I don't find her. Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't find you. Hopefully, you will be able to, if you are able to, get a session with Sohail. We are, if you can get PayPal credit, remember you can get the session now and make the payments to PayPal over 6 months. When you check out, that option will become available to you. A couple of people wanted to know, how can they work with Sohail long-term if they wanted to? You can email us. We will get you the information. He typically has clients that work with him for 6 months or a year, or there are people that do a weekend breakthrough with him too, where they go to Toronto, spend a weekend with him, and it's a breakthrough session. So if you need information on that, we can send you that as well. And yes, some people wanted to know if I want to buy a few packages for myself and my family. Yes, that option is also available. It's not going to be available as you check out. You will need to email customer support. Please, there are discounts if you're buying three or more sessions. So just email customer support and we will get you hooked up, okay? All right, this was just absolutely wonderful. Let me make a final scan on the webcast. So Gloria, the 497, the price currently is everybody's price. We already got such a big discount from Sohail, and then we had a few packages on the Bliss Up discount. Those were gone as soon as we announced it, so people, you know, jumped on those. So whatever we have right now is for everybody, and the Bliss Up price is gone now. So, yeah. All right. So I think I got all the questions answered. If you still have questions, remember you can email customer support. Good luck to all of you that are going to be getting your session. I am super excited. And always please let us know. Send us your feedback. How did you find your session? Are you excited? And how accurate was it? Because I can tell you, you will be shocked. It can become very, very accurate, uncanny. All right, take care. Lots of love. And again, thank you, Sohail.
Thank you so very much. God bless you. And thank you for putting me on this program with you, okay? And,
of course. Of course. It's been my pleasure.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Bye.